The Tampa City Council today tentatively moved forward on producing a green ordinance, but it's still months from becoming reality. The council acted after hearing from a number of members of the public and the business community who were critical of the city's failure to act on the issue. City Council member John Dingfelder himself had grown weary of the Iorio administration's reluctance to act and drafted his own proposals for his council colleagues and the mayor to address.
We pretty much heard unanimously that folks think we need to get on the stick and be doing something. St. Petersburg, we're probably a year or two behind St. Petersburg. We're more than a year behind Sarasota. And those are just our neighboring cousins who are ahead of the game. And then around the country, there's more than 100 cities and municipalities and counties and other forms of government who have done this. So I think it's time we move forward.
The council conducted a workshop where they went through 9 different provisions of the measure, which include offering developers incentives for meeting certain efficiency standards. It would also fast-track building permits, refund a portion of permit and utility hookup fees, and lower the city's gas consumption by purchasing more energy-efficient vehicles. Earlier, the council heard from a variety of members of the public, many who chastised the city for joining the push to become energy-efficient much later than other localities. Lisa Mazzaleone is a member of the Tampa Bay Builders Association.
It's not often that you get a builder standing before you asking for more regulation. I'm here in the interest of moving the city forward and being a respected leader in creating a sustainable, environmentally conscious city. While the building industry is facing a crisis, this is a time when the city can take advantage of this green building ordinance to move to reduce energy consumption, to reduce water usage, and to stir the market. Builders are looking for an edge. This market will create the city as some place to go to build green.
Dingwen Chen is a landscape architect in Tampa. She said she understood concerns by the mayor and the council on waiving fees for developers who create green buildings, but said there would be savings on the other end.
City of Chicago, they retrofit the green roof in 2001, and since then, they save $5,000 a year just for the green roof, but thinking about if you renovate the whole buildings.
Tampa is a member of the U.S. Conference of Mayors Climate Protection Agreement, but only joined after hundreds of other cities had already done so. Donna Mannon is with Creative Tampa Bay. She asked the council if they wondered why somebody involved with economic development might be talking green, but she said it made total sense.
Tampa must do more to encourage design and construction of green buildings. We must do that. We have to provide incentives for developers to build green. There's a bit of a stumbling block there because it requires an investment on part of the developers. And if we don't help them and give them incentives and make it easier for them to build those green buildings, we're not going to see the economic benefit of that.
Terrence Avia said it was high time Tampa got it together.
We're already behind. So this really isn't a bold step because there are so many cities that have taken a lead, and if Tampa hopes to join them in that leadership, we must take this step soon. Baby steps aren't going to get us there. The slower we move, the more damage we do, the more damage we do to our budget, to our tax dollars, to our environment, to our health.
USF architectural student Mark Berlander says he has no intention of living in Tampa after he graduates, and said the city's lack of urgency regarding climate change was one reason why.
The city is pretty far behind in green initiatives, and if you want to be a city of the arts, you have to keep and attract creative talent. Creative talent is pretty progressive thinking. Without a official green building ordinance, you will not be a forward-thinking city, and the creative people will not want to live here. I've talked to architecture students, art students, graphic design students, and engineering students who consider staying in Tampa after graduation being stuck in the city of Tampa. If you want to keep these people here without negative implications, please, I urge you to consider building green.
There were some in the audience who did take exception to some of the provisions in Dingfelder's proposal. Wofford Johnson is the president of FAN, a neighborhood association group. He said his organization did not support the proposal to grant density bonuses for the construction of green buildings, especially in residential neighborhoods.
We have great concerns regarding the proposal to grant reduction in permitting fees or other fees if the reduced revenues must be made up from general fund. With a tax revenue reduction from Amendment 1, you should not take monies from the general fund to encourage green construction.
Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Ed Taranchik now builds homes in West Tampa. He said if a builder built a home that uses less water or sewage, that builder and the homeowner should get a break from the city.
So if you would provide flexibility in your ordinance to say, Ed Taranchuk or whoever, you go out and produce a house that's got gray water systems to it, and I'm discharging sink water into my garden and not into the sewage system, I shouldn't have to pay, nor should that customer have to pay, the same amount of rebates or same amount of fees that someone who doesn't do it.
Kathy Bird is a state-licensed general contractor. She said her firm is committed to being completely green by next year and says they'll do so regardless of whether the city adopts a green ordinance or not.
But there are things that I cannot do, that I have no control over, I don't have any power over, and you do, and that is transportation is an excellent example. Water and sewer handling and piping. I can't do anything about that for you, but you have total control over it. You can give me incentives as a developer, as a contractor at the building department. You can give me those incentives, but I'm going to do it whether you give me the incentives or not.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said the city shouldn't do anything unless people individually begin doing energy conservation at home.
How many of us who spoke today are really leaders? How many of you have done everything you're asking us to do? And how many of us ourselves are doing the same things we've asking everybody else to do? In other words, have we ourselves gone green? What's our daily water consumption? What's our energy cost? How many bulbs do we have in the right position that cost a lot more money to buy initially but saves you a lot more money?